بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. 40 Ahadith series. Completion of Islam. Ghadir. 40 Ahadith. Introduction. The Noble Prophet, prayers of Allah be upon him and his family, has said, من حفظ على أمتي 40 حديثا ينتفعون بها بعثه الله يوم القيامة فقيها عالما. The person from my nation who memorizes 40 traditions pertaining to those issues of religion which one is in need of will be resurrected by Allah on the Day of Judgment as a person with deep insight into the faith and as a scholar. This book is divided into three parts. Part 1. The Status of Eid al-Ghadir. Part 2. The Worthy and Deserving Day of Ghadir. Part 3. Wilayat in Ghadir. There are 40 hadith inside this book. Introduction. In the 10th year after the migration to Medina, the year which later became known as Hajjatul Wida, the year of the farewell Hajj, the Muslims who had accompanied the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to Mecca were finishing their Hajj rites. Once the Hajj was complete, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and those with him were making their way back to Medina and the other cities from which they had come. When they reached Rabigh, a spot 3 miles from Juhfa, one of the miqat for the Hujjaj, the order came from Allah to halt the entire caravan. At this point, the truthful conveyor of the revelation, Jibreel alayhi salam, came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who was stationed in the valley known as Ghadir Khum, and revealed the following verses of the Quran unto him. Messenger, convey that which has been revealed to you from your Lord, and if you do not do so, it is as if you have not conveyed his message at all, and Allah will protect you from the people. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah 5, verse number 67. Since this verse commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to stop right where he was, he himself and those with him halted in the valley of Ghadir. It was noontime, and as can be expected, the weather was extremely hot. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam performed Salatul Zuhr in congregation, and then with multitudes of people around him, ascended to a small platform built from camel saddles and other things that the Muslims had with them. In a loud voice, he gave a long speech and said to the people, O people, Know that shortly I shall answer the call of the truth, Allah, and will no longer be among you. I have a responsibility to Allah, and you too have a responsibility towards Him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam then mentioned something very important to the people and stated, I am leaving behind two weighty things to you as a trust. One of them is the Book of Allah, and the other is my family, the Ahlul Bayt. These two shall never separate from one another. All people, do not attempt to supersede the Quran and my family, and do not be negligent in your actions towards these two, because if you do so, you shall be destroyed. After stating this, he took the hand of Ali alayhi salam, raised it up, and introduced him to the multitudes of people and asked, Who has more of a right over the believers than their own selves? Everyone present proclaimed, Allah and His Prophet know better. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then said, Allah is my master, and I am the master of all the believers, and I have more right and authority over the believers than they have over their own selves. Then he continued, Man kuntu mawlahu fahadha aliyun mawlah. اللهم وآل من والاه وعاد من عاداه. Whomsoever I am his master, this Ali is also his master. O Allah, befriend he who befriends him, and oppose he who opposes him. The angel of revelation, Jibra'il alayhi salam, once again descended by the order of Allah, and this time revealed the following verses of the Quran. On this day have I completed your religion for you, and perfected my bounties upon you, and am pleased with Islam as being your religion. Therefore, this day was marked in history as a momentous and grand day. The day of Ghadir was a day of epic proportions in history. It was a day which would become known as the day of Wilayat, the day of Imamat, the day of Wisayat, the day of Brotherhood, the day of Valor, the day of Courage, Bravery, and Protection of the Faith, the day of Pleasure for the Believers, and the day of Candidness. It was a day of Divine Blessings, showing thanks to the Almighty, conveyance of the message, congratulations and felicitations, happiness, delight, and gift-giving, the pact and promise and renewal of the pledge of allegiance, completion of the religion, expression of the truth, grief of shaitan, introducing the leader and the true path, testing the faith of the Muslims. despair for the enemies, and hope for the true friends. In summary, it was the day of Islam, Quran, and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. It was the day which the followers of the true teachings of the faith of Islam mark with great esteem, and the day when they congratulate one another. It can be understood from the ahadith that the A'imma alayhi salam took this day as one of the celebration and used to hold special programs to celebrate this event. It has been narrated from Fayyad ibn Muhammad al-Tusi that I was in the presence of the 8th Imam on the day of Ghadir, 18th of Dhul-Hijjah. I saw a particular group of people serving the Imam, and the Imam was intentionally keeping them in his house until the time of sunset came, so that he may give them food to eat and thus enable them to break their fast. The Imam ordered that food, new clothes, shoes, rings, and other gifts be sent for their families. In the house, I noticed that the state of all of those present was something completely different than normal. And it was from those people that I learned the greatness and magnitude of this day. In another hadith, it has been mentioned that one day during the days of the open caliphate of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the day of Jumu'ah and Eid Ghadir fell together. On this day, the Imam alayhi salam delivered a long speech and said, "This gathering shall soon come to an end, and all of you will go back to your home and families. May Allah shower His mercy upon all of you. On this day, you should be kind to your families and do good deeds to your brothers. You should thank Allah for the blessings which He has granted you. You must also be sure to unite with one another, so that through this Allah may assist you. Do good to others so that Allah makes your friendship firm and immovable. From the blessings which Allah has given you, give gifts to one another. On this day Allah will give rewards to you in multiple folds compared to other days of celebration, Eid. This form of reward cannot be attained except through this day. Doing good to others and giving away much wealth to others increases the lifespan. Being a host to others results in the mercy and love of Allah descending upon you. On this day, as much as you are able to, give your brothers and family a portion of the wealth which Allah has granted you. Always be smiling and in a happy mood when you meet one another, and be sure to thank Allah for the blessings which He has showered upon you. Go towards those people whose hope may lie in you and do good to them. In regards to your food and drink on this day, ensure that between you and those who are under your care and supervision, there is equality. This equality and equity must be displayed to the extent of your ability. And you should know that the reward of giving one dirham of charity on this day is equivalent to giving 100,000 dirhams of charity on any other day. And the divine bounty of this is in Allah's hands alone. Allah has also made it highly recommended to fast on this day and has promised a great reward for one who observes it. If a person was to look after the needs and necessities of his brothers even before his own wishes and desires were expressed to Allah, and if one was to look after their requests in the best possible way, then one would be granted such a reward that it would be equivalent to fasting the entire day and spending the entire night in worship until the morning hours. A person who feeds another fasting person on this day will be equal to that person who went person by person and fed all of the fasting people with his own hands. You must convey all that you have just heard to those who are not here. The strong and able people must go out in search of the weak people. The powerful must go in search of the oppressed. And these are all the things which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has commanded me to do. Imam Ali alayhi salam then read the khutbah for Jumu'ah and performed the Salatul Jumu'ah, since there is no special Salat for this Eid. He then went with his children and Shia to the house of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, where food was ready and he distributed gifts to the Shia, both the needy and the free from need, who had accompanied him, and then instructed them to go home to their families. Insha'Allah, we hope that one day all Muslims of the world will mark the day of Eid al-Ghadir in such a great and magnanimous way and celebrate it as it deserves to be. Part 1. The Status of Eid al-Ghadir. Hadith number 1. The Eid of Khilafat and Wilayat. Rawya Ziyad ibn Muhammadin qala, دخلت على أبي عبد الله عليه السلام فقلت للمسلمين عيد غير يوم الجمعة والفطر والأضحى؟ قال نعم، اليوم الذي نصب فيه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. It has been narrated from Ziyad ibn Muhammad that he said, I went to see Abi Abdullah Jafar ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, and said to him, do the Muslims have an Eid other than the day of Jumu'ah and al-Fitr and al-Adha? The Imam, peace be upon him, replied to me, yes, the day which the Messenger of Allah, blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, appointed Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, as the leader of the Ummah after him. Hadith number 2. The best Eid of the Ummah. The Messenger of Allah, blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, has said, the day of Ghadir-e-Khum is the best Eid of my nation. It is the day on which Allah the High ordered me to mention the appointment of my brother Ali ibn Abi Talib as the flag and standard of my nation. People shall be guided by him after me, and this is the day in which Allah completed the religion and perfected the bounties upon my nation, and on which he was pleased with Islam as the religion. Hadith, the great Eid of Allah. It has been narrated from As-Sadiq, Imam Jafar ibn Muhammad, peace be upon him, that he said, this is the greatest Eid of Allah, and every prophet appointed by Allah celebrated this day as an Eid, and knew the sanctity of this day. The name of this day in the heavens is the day of the allegiance and well-known pact. And on the earth, this day is known as the day of the promise which is taken and the day of the gathering of those who witnessed the event. Hadith, the Eid of Wilayat. It was said to Abi Abdullah, Imam Jafar ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, do the true believers have an Eid other than the two Eid of Al-Adha and Al-Fitr and the Jum'ah? The Imam replied, "Yes, they have one which is even greater than these ones, and that is the day when Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, was designated by the Messenger of Allah, blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, with the walaya al-Ghadir al-Khum, which rests on the necks of all the men and women." Hadith number 5. The Day of Renewal of the Oath of Allegiance. It has been narrated from Ammar ibn Haris that he said, "I went to see Abi Abdullah, Imam Jafar ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, on the 18th of Dhul Hijjah and found him fasting. He said to me, 'This is a great day. Allah has magnified the sacredness of this day for the true believers and perfected the religion for them, and completed upon them the bounties and renewed the pledge which he had taken from them previously.'" Hadith number 6. The Eid of the Heavens. Al-Rida, Imam Ali ibn Musa, peace be upon him, has said, "My father related to me from his father, peace be upon them, that the day of Ghadir is more well known in the heavens than it is on the earth." Hadith number 7. An incomparable Eid. Hadith number 7. An incomparable Eid. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, has said, "Surely this is a highly recognized day. On it the succor was brought, and the station of the one who was worthy of it was elevated, and the proofs of Allah were manifest. This is the day when from a pure station words were clearly and straightforwardly stated, and this is the day of the completion of the religion, and the day when the promise and pact were taken." Hadith number 8. A very beneficial Eid. As-Sadiq Imam Jafar ibn Muhammad, peace be upon him, has said, "I swear by Allah that if people knew the true greatness of this day, the angels would shake hands with them 10 times every day, and Allah would grant a person who recognizes the greatness of this day what cannot be enumerated." Hadith number 9. A luminous Eid. Qala Abu Abdullah alayhi salam, ويوم غدير بين الفطر والأضحى ويوم الجمعة كالقمر بين الكواكب. Abu Abdullah, Imam Jafar ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, has said, "The day of Ghadir in comparison to the Eids of Al-Fitr, Al-Adha, and the day of Jumu'ah is like the moon in relation to rest of the planets." Hadith number 10. One of the 4 divinely appointed Eids. Qala Abu Abdullah alayhi salam, إذا كان يوم القيامة زفت أربعة أيام إلى الله عز وجل كما تزف العروس إلى خدرها يوم الفطر ويوم الأضحى ويوم الجمعة ويوم غدير خم. Abu Abdullah, Imam Jafar ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, has said, "When the day of judgment comes about, 4 days shall hasten towards Allah, the noble and grand, just as a bride hastens towards her bridal chamber, the day of Fitr, the day of Al-Adha, the day of Al-Jumu'ah, and the day of Ghadir Qum." Section 2. The Worthy and Deserving Day of Ghadir. Hadith number 11. The day of the message and the wilayat. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ya ma'ashara al-muslimin liyuballigh al-shahid al-ghaib. Usi man amana bi wa saddaqani bi wilayati Ali. ألا إن ولايتي علي ولايتي وولايتي ولايتي ربي عهدا عهده إلي ربي وأمرني أن أبلغكموه. The Messenger of Allah, blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, has said, All assembly of Muslims, those who are present must convey the following to those who are not. I advise the person who believes in me and has confirmed me as being the final prophet to accept the wilayat, mastership of Ali. Now surely the mastership of Ali is my mastership, and my mastership is the mastership of my Lord. This is a pledge from my Lord which he commanded me to convey to all of you. Hadith number 12. The day of feeding others. Abu Abdullah Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, has said, And surely this is the day when the Messenger of Allah, blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, appointed Ali, peace be upon him, as the flag for the people and made known his greatness and successorship. And he fasted on this day as a sign of thanks to Allah, the glorious and noble. This day should be taken as one of fasting, feeding others, establishing ties with brothers in faith. And on this day is the pleasure of the most merciful, Al-Rahman, and the rubbing in the dust, humiliation of the face of Shaitan. Hadith number 13. The Day of Gifts. It has been narrated from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, that he said, When you meet each other on the day of Eid Ghadir, shake hands with one another with greetings of peace and exchange gifts on this day. And let those who are present convey this to those who are not. And let the rich person give something to the poor, and the powerful one to the weak, as the Messenger of Allah, blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, commanded me to also do this. Hadith number 14. The Day of Protection. عن أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام قال فكيف بمن تكفل عددا من المؤمنين والمؤمنات وأنا ضمينه على الله تعالى الأمان من الكفر والفقر. It has been narrated from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, that he said, How shall the state of that person be who has taken the responsibility upon himself for a number of the believing men and believing women on the day of Ghadir? Since I personally have guaranteed that person protection from disbelief and poverty in the presence of Allah the Most High. Hadith number 15. The Day of Thanks and Happiness. Qala Abu Abdullah alayhi salam. Huwa yawm ibadatin wa salatin wa shukrin lillahi wa hamdulillah. وسرور لما من الله به عليكم من ولايتنا وإني أحب لكم أن تصوموا أبو عبد الله إمام جعفر ابن محمد الصادق peace be upon him has said This is the day 18th of Dhul-Hijjah of worship and prayers and thanks to Allah and His praise. And this is a day of happiness due to the obligation which Allah has laid upon all of you in regards to our the Ahlul Bayt's wilayat. And surely I love to see you fast on this day. Hadith number 16. The day of doing good to others. It has been narrated from As-Sadiq Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad, peace be upon him, that he said, Giving one dirham to a brother in faith and who has cognizance of the greatness and importance of the day of Qadir is equal to giving 1,000 dirham at any other time. Therefore, on this day, give to your brothers and make all of the believing men and believing women happy and delighted. Hadith number 17. The day of joy and happiness. Abu Abdullah Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, has said, Surely this day, 18th of Dhul-Hijjah, is a day of festivity, joy, and happiness, and it is a day of fasting as a sign of thanks to Allah the Most High. Hadith number 18. The day of congratulations and felicitations. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, When your assembly adjourns, may Allah have mercy on you. Then show generosity towards your dependents, kindness to your brethren, and gratitude to Allah for what He has bestowed upon you. Come together that Allah may unite you. Do good to one another that Allah may increase your mutual love and congratulate one another for Allah's favor as He has given you the good tidings of a reward many times greater than previous or future Eids, except an Eid like it when Eid falls on a Friday. Hadith number 19. A day of greeting and disavowal. It has been narrated from Hasan ibn Rashid from Abi Abdullah, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, that he said, May I be sacrificed for you. Do the Muslims have a festivity other than the two Eid celebrations? The Imam, peace be upon him, replied, Yes, O Hasan, there is one greater than these two and much worthier than them. The companion replied, And what day is that? The Imam said, The day upon which Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, was appointed as the flag of guidance for the people. The companion then asked, May I be sacrificed for you, and what should we do on this day? The Imam replied, You should fast on it, O Hasan, and recite many prayers upon Muhammad and his family, and disavow yourself towards Allah from all of those who oppress them. Surely the prophets of the past also commanded their successors to consider the day of their appointment a day of celebration and Eid.
Hadith number 20, the Eid of the Successors. It has been narrated from Abi Abdullah Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, that he said, on the day of Eid al-Ghadir, you should remember Allah the Noble on this day through fasting and worship, and through remembering Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, since surely the Messenger of Allah, blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, had advised Amirul Mu'mineen to take this day as a day of Eid, and this is the same thing which the previous prophets also did. They too advised their successors who took this day as a day of Eid. Hadith number 21, the day of dedication and prayers. It has been narrated from Abi Abdullah Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, that he said, the worth of good actions performed on this day, 18th of Zulhijjah, is equivalent to 80 months of good deeds, and one is advised to frequently remember Allah, the Noble and Grand, and send prayers upon the Prophet, blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, and that a man be generous to his family by presenting them with gifts. Hadith number 22, the day of seeing the leader. It has been narrated from our master Abu al-Hasan Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi, peace be upon him, that he said to Abi Ishaq, the day of Ghadir is the day when Prophet, blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, appointed his brother Ali as the flag of guidance for the people and the Imam after him. Abu Ishaq said, you have spoken the truth. May I be sacrificed for you. It is for this reason alone that I came to see you. I bear witness that truly you are the proof of Allah over all of his creations. Hadith number 23, the day of praising Allah. Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha, peace be upon him, has said, Allah will grant a person who visits a true believer on it, the day of Eid al-Ghadir, 70 types of divine light in his grave, and will expand his grave. Every day 70,000 angels will visit him in the grave, and they will grant him the glad tidings of paradise. Hadith number 24, the day of visiting and doing good. Imam As-Sadiq Ja'far ibn Muhammad, peace be upon him, has said, it is advisable for you on the day of Ghadir to become close to Allah, the Most High, through good deeds, fasting, prayers, establishing and maintaining family ties, and establishing ties between your brothers. The Prophets, peace be upon all of them, did the same thing when they appointed their successors, and also advised them to act similarly. Hadith number 25, Salat in Masjid al-Ghadir. It has been narrated from Abi Abdullah Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, that surely it is recommended to pray inside Masjid al-Ghadir, since verily the Prophet, blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, introduced the Commander of the Faithful, peace be upon him, as the Imam to the people here, and this is the spot in which Allah, the Noble and Grand, made known the truth. Salat on the Day of Ghadir. It has been narrated from Abi Abdullah Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, that a person who performs a 2-rakat salat any time he wishes during the day of 18th of Dhul-Hijjah, though it is best that this salat be performed as close to the time of Zawwal, midday, when the sun begins its decline. This is when the time for Salat Zuhr begins, because this is the time at which Amirul Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, was appointed at Ghadir-e-Khum as the flag of the people, and the reward for this Salat is as if the person had been present on the day of Ghadir-e-Khum. Fasting on the Day of Ghadir. It has been narrated from As-Sadiq, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad, peace be upon him, that fasting on the Day of Ghadir is equivalent to fasting the time span of the existence of the entire world, meaning that if a person were to live a life of the entire existence of the world and were to fast this whole time, the reward for this fasting would be equivalent to fasting this one day of Ghadir. Hadith number 28. The Day of Congratulations and Smiling. It has been narrated from Al-Ridha Ali ibn Musa, peace be upon him, that and this is a day of congratulations and felicitations in which you should greet and congratulate one another. When a believer meets another, one should say, all praise belongs to Allah, who has made us amongst those who hold firm to the wilayat of the Commander of the Faithful and the A'immah, prayers be upon all of them. And this is a day of smiling at other people and those of truth. Section 3. Wilayat in Ghadir. Hadith number 29. The Prophet and the Wilayat of Ali. عن أبي سعيد قال لما كان يوم غدير خم أمر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم مناديا فنادى الصلاة جامعة فأخذ بيدي علي عليه السلام وقال اللهم من كنت مولاه فعلي مولاه اللهم وآل من والاه وعاد من عاداه.
It has been narrated from Abi Sa'id that when the day of Ghadir-e-Khum came, the messenger of Allah, blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, commanded the caller to call out, gather for the salat. Then he took Ali, peace be upon him, by the hand and said, O Allah, whomsoever am I his master, this Ali is also his master. O Allah, be a friend to that person who is a friend to him, and be an enemy to that person who is an enemy to him. Hadith number 30. Living the life of a prophet. The messenger of Allah, blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, has said, a person who wishes to live the life that I lived and wishes to die the way I died and wants to reside in the perpetual paradise which has been promised to me by my Lord should accept the wilayat of Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, because he will never drag you away from the path of true guidance and he will never misguide you. Hadith number 31. the Prophet and the Imamat of Ali.
It has been narrated from Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari that I heard the Messenger of Allah, blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, say to Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, O Ali, you are my brother and my successor and my executor and my caliph over my nation, both during my life and also after my death. Those who love you love me, and those who hate you hate me, and your enemy is my enemy. Hadith number 32. The Pillars of Islam. It has been narrated from Abi Ja'far, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir, peace be upon him, that Islam is built on five foundations: Salat, Zakat, Sawm, Hajj, and Wilayat. And there was no call to any of these resembling that which the people were called towards in order to accept the wilaya on the day of Ghadir. The Perpetual Wilayat. It has been narrated from Abil Hasan Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha, peace be upon him, that the Wilayat of Ali, peace be upon him, has been written in all of the books of the previous prophets, and Allah did not appoint a single messenger except with a pledge to the prophethood of Muhammad and the successorship of Ali, peace be upon him. Hadith number 34. The Messenger of Allah, blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, has said, the wilayat of Ali ibn Abi Talib is the wilayat of Allah. Love for him, Ali, is worship of Allah. Following him, Ali, is an obligatory act from Allah. His friends are the friends of Allah, and his enemies are the enemies of Allah. Fighting with him is like fighting against Allah, and making peace with him is like making peace with Allah, the Noble and Grand. Hadith number 35. The day of the cry and despair of Shaitan. It has been narrated from Ja'far, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, from his father, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir, peace be upon him, that Iblis, the enemy of Allah, cried out in hopelessness four times. The day when he was cursed by Allah, the day when he was sent down to the earth, the day when the Prophet, blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, was officially appointed to convey the message on earth, and on the day of Ghadir. Hadith number 36. The Wilayat of Ali is the fortress of Tawheed. It has been narrated from the Prophet, blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, that Allah the Glorious and High has said, the Wilayat of Ali ibn Abi Talib is my fortress, so whoever enters into my fortress will be protected from my fire. Hadith. The Successor of the Prophet. The Messenger of Allah, blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, has said, O Ali, I am the city of knowledge and you are its gate, and no one can enter into the city except by going through its gate. You are the Imam of my nation and you are my successor. Blessed is the person who obeys you
and depraved is the person who disobeys you. One who follows you will succeed, while the one who turns away from you will be in a loss.
Hadith number 38. Islam in the shadow of wilayat. Imam al-Sadiq al-Ja'far ibn Muhammad, peace be upon him, has said, "The fundamental pillars of Islam are three: Salat, Zakat, and Wilayat. No one of these will be valid unless accompanied by the other two." Hadith number 39. 1,000 witnesses. Abu Abdullah Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, has said, "O Hafsa, I am surprised at what happened to Ali ibn Abi Talib. Despite having tens of thousands of witnesses, he could not claim his right when in reality a person needs only two witnesses to claim what is rightfully his." Hadith number 40. Ali, the commentator of the Quran. From the Prophet, blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, in his address on the day of Ghadir, Ali is the exegesis, tafsir, of the book of Allah and the one who calls others to it. Verily, that which is permitted and forbidden is more than what I can explain to you. What I command you as permitted and forbid you as prohibited is all from one position. I was commanded to take your allegiance and your pledge to accept what I brought from Allah, the Exalted, regarding Ali, the commander of the believers, and the Imams after him. O people, ponder and understand the verses of the Quran. Observe those that are clear and do not follow those that are unclear. For by Allah, no one can explain to you its limitations or clarify its meanings except the one whose hand I am holding, meaning.